I'm with Dad. This is my favorite story time. Under the bed in my secret fort, and I'm gonna read. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Once upon a time, there lived a lovely little princess named Snow White. Her vain and wicked stepmother, the queen, feared that one day Snow White's beauty would surpass her own. So she dressed the little princess in rags and forced her to work as a servant in the castle. Each day the queen consulted her magic mirror. Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all? Me, of course. As long as the mirror responded in the queen's favor, Snow White was safe.
Snow White was safe? Oh, yay! Look at her looking in the mirror. Oh, aren't I beautiful? I'm so pretty. Look at my clothes.
One day, as Snow White was drawing water from the well, she made a wish. She wished that one she loved would love would find her, and she dreamed about how nice he would be. As she gazed in the wishing well, she saw another face reflect in the water. It belonged to her handsome prince. Hello, did I frighten you? Please don't run away. But the startled prince had fled to her balcony where she could watch him from afar. Queen was spying on Snow White, the princess.
Ooh, she's spying. Look at her. She's nosy. When she saw the prince with Snow White, she flew into a jealous rage and rushed to her magic mirror, demanding an answer.
Feigned is thy beauty, Majesty, but hold, a lovely maid I see. Rags cannot hide her gentle grace. She is fairer than thee. Reveal her name. Lips red as a rose, hair black as ebony, skin white as snow. Her name is Snow White. Furious, the queen sent for her huntsman. Take Snow White far into the woods. Find some secluded glade where she can pick wildflowers. And there, my faithful huntsman, you will kill her.
But your majesty, the little princess?
Silence. You know the penalty if you fail. Knowing that he dared not disobey the queen, the huntsman led Snow White into the forest. But when it came time for him to harm Snow White, he stopped and fell to his knees. I can't do it. Forgive me, your highness. I just can't do it.
Oh, what? I don't understand.
The queen is mad, and she is jealous of you. She'll stop at nothing. Now, quick, child. Run away. Hide into the woods, anywhere, and never come back.
Smoking, someone's in there. Why, the Molly opened the door and peered in. Oh, it's a girl! A girl! Oh my gosh, you're so pretty! And as the dwarfs looked in, she began to stir. She's waking up! Hurry, everyone! Hide! So they dashed underneath the bed.
Oh, wow! She's so pretty, though. She's so pretty.
Snow White yawned and stretched. Then she noticed seven pairs of eyes looking at her over the end of the bed. She sat up smiling. How do you do?
How do you do what? Grumpy folded his arms, scowling.
Snow White laughed.
Oh, yes, you must be Grumpy.
Huh. I know who I am, but who are you?
Oh, pacify me. I'm Snow White.
The princess? Dot looked very impressive, but Grumpy frowned. Go back home where she belongs, and I need my bed. I'm tired.
Snow White pleaded to her host,
please don't send me away. If you do, the queen will kill me.
Grumpy shook his head. The queen's an old witch. If she finds you here, she'll swoop down and wreak her vengeance on all of us.
Oh, she'll never find me here. If you let me stay, I'll keep your house for you. I'll wash and sew and sweep and cook.
Cook? Doc rubbed his tummy. Oh, you cook good? I love food. Hooray, she stays. Back in the castle, the wicked queen stood before her mirror. Magic mirror on the wall. Who now is the fairest of them all? Ha-ha! It's me. Look at me on Instagram. I have 20 million followers. Look at me. I'm in another pose in another beautiful designer dress by Chanel and Louis Vuitton. Look at me with my lips from this new makeup collection. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Like me. Follow me. I am the fairest of the land.
Beyond the seventh veil in the cottage of the seventh house is the most beautiful of them all.
What? The queen concocted a magic potion to transform herself into an ugly old peddler woman. And now for a special sort of death for one so fair. What should it be? A poison apple. One chase and Snow White's eyes will close forever, only to be revived by love's first kiss. No fear of that, the dwarfs think she's dead.
Back at the cottage, Snow White was saying goodbye to the dwarfs as they set off for work.
As she kissed each one on the head, Doc stood close by. Now don't forget, my dear friend, the old queen's a sly one, full of witchcraft, so beware. Then Grumpy frowned. Now I'm warning ya, don't let nobody or nothing in the house. Got it? Got it, White? You got it? Snow White smiled him. Why, Grumpy, you do care.
Yeah, I do what I can. I'm just trying not to let anyone touch me. Don't touch me unless you have gloves on. All right, Beauty? I'm all for beauty, but you gotta put gloves on right now.
And a mask.
Shortly after the dwarfs left, an old peddler woman appeared at the cottage.
Hello, sweetie. Oh, that my pet little girl. Making pies. Well, hello. Who are you? I am making a pie, gooseberry pies. It's apple pies that make the men folks' mouth water. Pies made with apples like these. Look at these apples. Be great for your pies. She lifted a shiny red apple from basket. Like to try one, baby?
Come on, have a bite of the apple.
So the old lady gave the apple to Snow White.
Sensing that Snow White was in danger, several birds swooped down on the woman, knocking the apple of her hand. So it tried to shoo the birds away.
Oh, stop it, stop it. Oh, wait, shame on you, fighting this poor old lady.
Oh, my heart, my poor heart. Take me to the house and let me rest and drink of water, please, 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 said the old woman.
And tricked Snow White into letting her to the house, even though the birds tried to warn her and tried to pluck at the old witch.
Clever witch. Unable to make Snow White understand, the birds and the animals raced to alert the dwarves.
At the time they pulled and tugged at the confused little man, Grumpy growled,
"What ails these crazy critters? They ain't acting this way for nothing."
Doc thought about it. Maybe it's Snow White. Maybe the queen is near.
Grumpy galloped off on the back of a deer.
"Snow White's in danger. We've got to save her."
So back at the cottage, Snow White ate a bite of the delicious-looking apple because
food. Ugh, imagine when it's so hard to get with all these lines, a delicious, fresh apple.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
It's hard to find food these days with long lines and all the food's gone off the shelf. Meanwhile, the queen tried to pick up the poison apple. Because you've been so good to poor old Granny, I'll share a secret with you. This is no ordinary apple. It's a magic wishing apple. So take one bite and you'll get your wish. The old woman grinned at the permits. Perhaps there is someone you love. Still might remember the prince. Well, there is someone I love. I thought so. Old Granny knows a young girl's heart. Now make a wish and take a bite. Okay. So Snow White took a bite and made a wish. Oh, I feel strange. Oh, no. And Snow White fell to the ground. My plan worked. Good riddance, Snow White. A sudden storm began to rage as the dwarfs reached the cottage where they found the lifeless Snow White lying down on the floor. Through the rain, Grumpy spotted the old hag disappearing into the forest. There she goes, men! After her! After that old witch! The dwarfs chased the queen up a steep cliff. You little fools! I'll crush your bones! She tried desperately to pry a boulder loose to crush them. Suddenly, a bolt of lightning shattered the ledge, sending the wicked queen into the valley below.
And if you can hit 5 stars on your phone, or if you can donate generously, PayPal, anonymous content, or even subscribe to our YouTube, thank you so much. Have a super week, everybody. Your pal, Enchanted Book Readings, Lady Twizzleton, and Cerberus Sneakies, and Marilyn Abear.